Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Korach, the Korach in you. In the aftermath of the terrible rebellion of Korach against Moshe, the fact that the earth swallowed up the people of Korach, the fact that the fire came from heaven and took the 250 supporters of his and struck them with fire, then, strangely, God says that the fire pans that they used for the showdown against Moshe, that copper should be used as an overlay for the altar. Why? As Zikaron livnei Israel, it should be a remembrance for the Jewish people. Shelo yikrav ish zar l'mana shelo yikrav ish zar. Shelo mizera Aaron hu. No man who's not from the tribe of Aaron should come to bring Ketoret before God. And then here are the key words we want to focus on today. V'lo yech Korach v'chadato. Does it mean, and there you should not be like Korach, or there never will be like Korach? What do you mean? There are always people like Korach. There are always people making this discontent and people who are making debates, divisions, feuds. No, what it means is there will never be like Korach. Next time this happens, it won't be like Korach. Something else will happen. What will happen? Says Rashi, Kasher diber Hashem biyad Moshe lo, as it said in the hands of Moshe to him. What does it say in the hands of Moshe? In the hands of Moshe, remember the old saras? Remember the leprosy? Moshe received leprosy. And therefore, anyone who challenges the kahuna, that challenges who is a Kohen, he too will receive leprosy like Moshe did in the hands of Moshe. Who is the person to challenge the notion of kahuna, of that the Kohanim alone can bring ketores? It was Uzziahu, the great and pious king Uzziahu, made one terrible mistake. He thought that he was going to bring Ketoret in front of God, the incense. And all the Kohanim stood there and they said, what are you doing? How can you do this? 80 Kohanim stood in front of him and they said, Lo lecha, Uzziahu. It's not for you, laktir l'Hashem. Hila Kohanim. It's for the Kohanim. What are you doing? Get out of here. And all of a sudden, he's stricken with his forehead, with tzaras, with leprosy, and he was ruined. His whole career as king was ruined. However, there's another interpretation as well. The Rambam and the Ramban debate about this. The Rambam says, how do you know when something is just saying, it's not going to be that way? It's not a mitzvah, just saying it's not. And how do you know when the Torah means do not? So he says, well, here, clearly it's just saying there will not be another episode where the earth will swallow someone up. Rather, they'll receive leprosy. The Ramban says, please, that's a very nice midrash, but the main reading of it is a different episode of Chazal, a different interpretation of the rabbis, not in that midrash, but another one, where it says, Kula machzik machlokes over below sase. Anybody who maintains a debate, he keeps it going, then you violate a negative command. Because it says, Lo yek Korach, you shouldn't be like Korach. So Ramban implies that this is one of the 613 mitzvot, not to be like Korach. Now, the Ksav Sofer points out an interesting thing, that you might think that not to be like Korach, that not to be like Korach means that a person shouldn't be an actual rebel like Korach. However, there's much more to it. It's not only to be like Korach, but like his people. What does that mean? You see, God was going to destroy all the Jewish people. And you say, why all the Jewish people? They weren't Korach. Only Korach was Korach. And the answer is that all of the people somehow were guilty. How were they guilty? They were enjoying. They were standing around in the grandstand to see, oh, what's going to happen? This is exciting. Korach on one side, Moshe and Aaron on the other. What's going to be? So they were basically machzik and machlokes. They were bystanders and being part of this feud. You know, you sort of get swept up to be on this side or on that side. So there's a debate in the shul, in the school, in different environments, and you naturally choose sides. By being on one side or the other, you're part of it too. So he's not only is it a verse that says, do not be like Korach specifically, as the rebel, but also you can't be like those who stand by and allow the machlokas, the debate and the feud, to fester. Now this idea that How do we know what's going to happen to future people who act like Korach? Well, we turn to Moshe. It says there shouldn't be someone like Korach, just as God spoke to Moshe in the hands of Moshe. It's not going to be a punishment like Korach. No, the earth won't swallow you up. It'll be like that in the hands of Moshe. What happened in the hands of Moshe? He put his hands in his bosom. He takes it out. He sees leprosy. Puts it back in. His hand is better. Now, isn't that strange? We're learning that you shouldn't be like Korach from Moshe. Moshe got leprosy. We understand that Uzziah got leprosy for bringing Keturah. But Moshe's leprosy? What has that got to do with this? So I'd like to suggest two possibilities. One is that Moshe was also Masich Machlokes. What did Moshe do? Hashem said, you need to lead the Jews. Moshe said, no, I can't do it. God said, you need to lead the Jews. Moshe said, no, I can't do it. Just continuing to naggingly repeat his arguments over and over again, even though they weren't getting anywhere. That could be an element of Machzik Machlokes. That Moshe, I hate to say it, maybe I say it with great hesitancy, maybe I'm wrong, but here's a suggestion that what Rashi is saying, the Midrash is saying, is that Moshe also was Machzik Machlokes in that debate with God. Instead of advancing the debate, let's take it to a new level. Let's try something else. Instead, Moshe, again, the rabbis say 3 days in a row, again and again, no, I'm not going to go. No, you have to go. But I'm not a good spokesman. No, you have to go. And going over and over again, let's not be machzik b'machlokes. Let's, if you have a debate with someone, let it go. Negotiate your way out of it. Move to a new position. Adjust your position. Don't continually say, no, no, no. Second interpretation is more complex. And that is, we're comparing to Moshe for a strange reason. On the one hand, we always say that Machlokes Shelo L'Shem Shamayim, Pirkei Avos, the ethics of our fathers, the essential chapters, says in there that a Machlokes Shelo L'Shem Shamayim, an inappropriate debate, a feud that's not for the right purpose, the example of it would be Korach and his congregation. So you say, Korach and his congregation, they're not fighting. Korach and his congregation are united against Moshe. No, actually they say, Korach and his congregation are against each other. Moshe is not involved here. He has nothing to do with it. I like to say the opposite. That we look back and we say, you know where you can find out what's going to happen to someone who's involved in a machlokes being like Korach? Look in Moshe's hand. Moshe's hand? Moshe has nothing to do with the debate with Korach. This is totally foisted upon him. He's just sitting there minding his own business, doing what God told him, to being the leader, pointing Aaron as God had told him. He's not involved in this machlokes. He's just being attacked by others. We could audaciously suggest, tentatively suggest, that God says, Moshe, look at your hand too. There's an interesting question. Is when a person is in leadership and he's attacked, is there something about their posture in their leadership that leads to the machlokes? Is there something in how they handle the machlokes that leads to the machlokes? Sure, Moshe was not machzik machlokes. Moshe went to Dasan and Aviram and he said, come on, let's talk about it. And they rebuffed him. But Moshe does have some responsibility. Because whenever there's machlokas on the other side, whenever there's a feud against you, maybe there's something you can do. Maybe it's in your hands. Maybe there's something in your hands that you can do to ameliorate the debate, the machlokas, the feud. This week's parsha reminds us not to be machzik b'machlokas, not to maintain a feud. If sometimes we get into a feud, that's what happens in life. You get into disputes with someone. But don't hold it. Let it go. Renegotiate it. Move it around. Try something else. And hopefully, if we do so, and lo yecha Korach, should be a prediction, there shouldn't be any more Korach in this world. There shouldn't be any more machlokas. Only be shalom. Bakesh shalom v'alfeyu. Which is something where we should only be able to pursue peace and to have peace. Hashem v'reich. Namova shalom. God should bless all of us with peace. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed congregation for our discussion of Korach. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.